Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 22, Polokwane 25 grade. Ons begin in die Ooskaap waar die begrafnisdiens van die Suid-Afrikaanse nasionale weermag soldaat sersant William Kotla tans aan die gang is in Louterwater. Die 42-jarige en 13 ander is in Januarie tydens 'n vredesending in die Oostelike Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo dood. President Cyril Ramaphosa het intussen in Windhoek, Namibia aangekom vir die begrafnis van die voormalige president Sam Nyoma. Die voormalige president is op die 11de Februarie oorlede. Hy was 95 jaar oud en Nyoma was die eerste president van die Suidwes-Afrikaanse Volksorganisasie in 1960. Die Gesondheidsdepartement het 3 nuwe gevalle van apokke in Gauteng bevestig. Dit bring in totaal die gevalle wat in Suid-Afrika op 28 te staan, sê dit my Vlidiar Klifshiko berig.
The two other cases are a 30-year-old man and a 27-year-old woman, both from Ekurhuleni, who were detected through contact tracing. The department says all the patients are self-isolating at home and urged the public not to panic. This increases the cumulative number of positive cases from 25 to 28, including 3 deaths since the outbreak in May last year. Common symptoms of mpox include a rash which may last 2 to 4 weeks, fever, headache, back pain, low energy and swollen glands. Cliff Shigo, Jacaranda FM News.
Die Welkom Landroshof het 'n pasiënt skuldig bevind aan die aanranding en vernedering van 'n gesondheidswerker by die Tabang Kliniek. In Julie verlede jaar het die pasiënt die kliniek besoek en gekla oor stadige diens. Die pasiënt het die volgende dag teruggekeer met 'n emmer vol menslike ontlasting en dit op die gesondheidswerker gegooi. Hy is later in hegtenis geneem. Die man sal op die 20ste Maart gevonnis word. En Suid-Afrika se onderwysstelsel in sy huidige vorm is verouderd en nie ingestel vir toekomstige loopbane nie. Dis volgens die Opleidingsinstituut en Loopbaanontwikkelingsagentskap iFundi, sy uitvoerende hoof, Steven Laube, sê dat met kunsmatige intelligensie vooruitgang wêreldwyd is verandering nodig.
I think we need to redesign our curriculum to make them more relevant for today. But secondly, we then need to update or incapacitate our teachers so that they're able to teach those new subjects. Thirdly, I think we need to give wide access to the schools of all schools, especially in the rural areas, to the internet. That means a computer equipment and also Wi-Fi.
Jacaranda FM het gekyk na die impak van kunsmatige intelligensie op die arbeidsmark in die land. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 12:00.
Bye bye, dankie Chanel. Okay, we are out. It is Saihetsi's Rugby and Netball Sevens tournament, and you know I love a war cry. I live for a bit of gees. It gives me mush, man. It makes me very mush when I see these war cries. And I watch them on TikTok and then I cry because they're beautiful. Now, Saihetsi has just done their war cry, and St. Benedict's are outside my van to challenge Saihetsi and see if they can do it better. Do you think you can do it better?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. 3, 2, 1, go!
Go, go, Benny's, you go. Here go, Benny, here go.
Shh! Oh, boys!
1, 2, 3!
Oh, 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 oh!
Oh, 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 oh!
Oh, it's a skater!
Oh, it's a skater!
Thank you, gentlemen. That was St. Benedict. Good luck for the rest of the day. Enjoy all of the sports. If you're wondering where we are, we're at the Saihetsi Rugby and Netball Sevens tournament happening today and tomorrow at Saihetsi in Bedford View. In at number 31 this week, One Republic and Jelly Roll with one of my favorite songs. It's called Hurt. And then Teddy Swims with the Door is in at number 30. We're counting.